T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
They have made our business banking uncomplicated and have taken a personal interest in our success. Knowing we matter shows us that Cornerstone is where we belong.
Thanks, Barbara. If you're looking to create a fulfilling business banking relationship, visit us online at cornerstonenb.com. Member FDIC.
Very few things are impossible.
What do you mean?
Most of the things that people think are impossible aren't.
I know something that's impossible.
Okay, tell it.
Having a big event and not creating a pile of junk.
Okay, but it's easily fixable.
Oh, I get it. All I have to do is point.
All you have to do is point.
Junk from a party.
A celebration.
A family reunion.
Or a holiday.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can make it disappear.
Junk from a wedding reception.
A construction project.
Or from moving in.
Or moving out.
Of a new place.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
When our clean, shiny truck arrives,
everyone starts clapping.
Because everyone is happy.
And that's why they all start dancing.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, it's Spiegs talking to you about FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the official partner of 670 The Score. This baseball season, why not turn K's into cash? Turn big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a risk-free first bet up to $1,000. All you have to do is sign up, place that first bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. I love betting on sports on FanDuel. You get paid fast. And ask for bets? Anything you want. Imagine. It's completely and utterly risk-free, up to $1,000. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using my promo code MATT to get started with your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. That's my promo code MATT. 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead with Fidelity Income Planning. We'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and help you build a flexible plan for cash flow designed to last, so you can go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
If you're purchasing a home or refinancing your mortgage, call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-KARS-4KIDS.
Coming up later today, it's a Cubs and Bulls mega doubleheader on The Score. First, Cubs-Rockies live at 1:35.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Followed immediately by Bulls-Bucks in Game 1 of the NBA playoffs at 5:40.
Got it! Bull game over!
On 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. An Odyssey station.
The Score!
The 2.
Called third strike. He gets it this time. Winker lingers at home plate to have an extra word with Greg Gibson, but that is strikeout number 1 on the night for Verlander. Called third strike. Rung up on the outside corner. Rodriguez has struck out 3 times, and JV has 8 strikeouts on the night.
Slider's been working all night for Justin Verlander, and he's throwing nothing but great pitches to Julio Rodriguez, who's had a tough night. That one right on the edge, rookie at the plate, veteran on the mound. Guess who gets the call? Justin Verlander. 8 punch out of the night.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Verlander dominant? Same as it ever was. What the hell, man? I mean, I know that people come back strong from Tommy John surgery, and a lot of times young pitchers will come back even stronger with the ability to throw harder. But at 39 years old, Justin Verlander showing you that his dominance is the same as it ever was. My God. Welcome in on a Sunday morning to Hit and Run and 670 The Score. Verlander's fastball sat at 94. His curves, his sliders looked great. First win since opening day 2020 in the COVID-abbreviated season. That's when he hurt himself, tried to come back a little bit later in the year, was not able to, had Tommy John, missed all of last year. He threw 87 pitches last night, 64 for strikes, 19 first pitch strikes to the 27 batters he faced, got 17 swings and misses. The 227th win of Justin Verlander's career. He went eight innings.
This guy's a machine, man. I don't get it.
He's the Nolan Ryan of his generation. That's what I've called him for like 15 years. And he's still that guy, even after the surgery. It's insane. He knows how to pitch. He knows. I remember I was talking to Greg Maddux a couple years ago right here on Hit and Run, and we were talking about pitching and baiting and switching and mixing up speeds to mess with people and like the art of doing it the way that Maddux used to do it. And he said, well, you know what happens when you do that, when you're good at that and you're smart and you also have a great arm, that's when you get Verlander. That's what Maddux brought up. Just threw the name out there. That's when you get Verlander. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's still Verlander. He now has crossed the 3,000 inning career threshold. He's thrown for 3,000 innings, 138th pitcher in the history of baseball to throw 3,000 innings. He's only the second active player. There's only one other active player to throw 3,000 innings. Anybody know who it is? Text it in at 312-644-6767. See if you can tell me the only other active pitcher, not you, Sean, even if you know, I don't want you to guess. Let's give the texters a chance. There's only one other active pitcher who's thrown 3,000 innings. Justin Verlander's great. And I should have known not to start J.P. Crawford against him in Beat the Streak. By the way, I'm hosting every day of the baseball season, Beat the Streak Daily. And it's fun. It's based on the game Beat the Streak, which you can play via the MLB Play app. And now I'm obsessed with it because that's what happens when you start to play this game. I'm just predicting who gets a hit on a given day. And if that person gets a hit, my own personal virtual hitting streak continues. And when I get to 57, I will win $5.6 million. Granted, it's been 20 years. No one has done it. Nobody has done it ever. So, but if you're playing, then listen to the pod. And if you're not, then just think about playing. It's really fun. But I had J.P. Crawford, and he was rolling, and then I started him against Justin Verlander, and now I feel like an idiot. Here's the thing, though. Verlander hit him with a pitch in the seventh inning. He was afraid of my guy, J.P. Crawford. Scared. That's what he was. No, Clayton Kershaw is not the answer. Good text, though. Good guess. All-time innings pitch. Yeah, I'll pull up the list here so we can see exactly who the active guys are. Because all time, nobody's going to catch Cy Young with his 7,356 innings pitched. Only two active guys among 3,000. Verlander got there last night. I'll tell you this, underneath Verlander in terms of active, well, is Cole Hamels still considered active? He might be, but Max Scherzer has 2,547 innings, so he's not your answer. Kershaw with 2,461. Not Adam Wainwright. Yes, texter, Zach Greinke is your answer. Zach Greinke has the most career innings pitched of any active player in baseball.
I think he's at like 3,100 or something
correct,
like that.
Correct. Then it's Verlander and then Scherzer. Kershaw is up there. Adam Wainwright at 2,386 in what will be his final season. See if I can find you one more active guy. There's not that many. David Price at 2,105 innings pitched. the 34-year-old David Price. Madison Bumgarner is above 2,000. One other guy above 2,000, soon to be a White Sox, Johnny Cueto at 2,034 innings pitched. So when Johnny Cueto gets here to the big leagues, he can help expand that. Peoria Matt says he will pick up that name for me. Yeah, I did just drop the name Greg Maddux. But unlike Barry Rosner, who used to drop the name Greg Maddux as like, you know, Greg Maddux told me. Well, when I was talking to Greg Maddux, and Rosner actually talked to him a bunch, you know, and perhaps has even golfed with him. I don't know. Me, I can only reference the one time I've had a conversation with him on this show, on these airwaves, right here. Yes, Texter says, I always remember that the Cubs had a chance to get Verlander, but instead went and got Jose Quintana. Now, that is true, but it was later in the year. You didn't know for sure what we ended up knowing, that Verlander wanted to come here and would have overruled his no-trade clause to become a Cub. But remember that Verlander that year, and the Quintana trade happened right around the All-Star break. Verlander had been bad, real bad. And then he started to get a little better towards the back half of the year. And then when he went to Houston, his career really resurged again. Boy, it's funny. It happens to a lot of veteran pitchers when they get to Houston, isn't it? There's a lot of some things. They figure some things out.
You think they're doing something out there in Houston?
You know, they're doing a couple things, okay? First of all, they were at the forefront of the super-duper sticky stuff. We know that now. And, you know, a lot of pitchers benefited from it. But also, they were really good as a pitching infrastructure of saying, hey, Charlie Morton, your curveball's awesome. Throw that a lot more. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, they were very, very smart about some of the basics of that. And they were ahead of the curve on that front.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans.
A little bit. Little bit. That was what they did on the offensive side. On the pitching side.
Pitching, yeah.
I don't know.
Just figured out how to up RPMs, really. I mean, that's really what solved things for Verlander.
Yeah.
It's insane. You look at how much that shot up, like 200 RPM all of a sudden.
How do you get the spin rates higher? How do they jump that high?
It's got to be the trash cans.
No. See, I always think of the Trevor Bauer spin rate experiment that was at the beginning of this whole thing. For those who don't know, Trevor Bauer used to talk smack about the Astros organization, about other people using sticky stuff and all the spin rate. And then one day he went out there, just Google it if you're interested, it's pretty fun, the spin rate experiment. He went out there one day and had one inning where the RPMs of all of his pitches jumped by like 200 or 300. It was outrageous. And he hinted at what he was doing after the game, and it was indeed sticky related. And then of course the sticky stuff has gone on. I mentioned the sticky stuff earlier, and I gotta say that the inspections are a little different this year. They're inspecting the fingers themselves. So unless the pitchers are carrying, you know, hand sanitizer or, tissues doused in rubbing alcohol in one of their pockets, it's going to be even more difficult to use that stuff. So that's why I've referenced it, because you should see even more of an adjustment with the RPMs coming a little down and some people's four-seam fastball not carrying the way it used to, some pitchers throwing more two-seam fastballs, sinking with the heavy stuff like they used to be, that kind of stuff. So that's what I've referenced. It's Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run on the Score. Let's talk to JP in Chicago, who has dialed the number and wants to talk White Sox and or Cubs. All yours this morning, JP. What's up?
Hey, good morning. I'm super excited to spend my Easter Sunday with South Paul, the Easter Bunny, over at the G-Spot. So we're excited for that. And so far, it's been a lot of fun to watch. I'm just wondering what your opinion is in regards to the bullpen once the warmer weather comes, because I got a feeling this bullpen is going to be lights out once that summertime gets here, and these guys are just going to – it's going to be amazing to watch. I've been impressed so far, and typically with the White Sox, it's usually not that fun to watch in April and May, so it's been nice for a change. So
yeah. JP, I hear you, man. It's a real good start for a real good team. And getting what you got out of Kopech, I talked a lot about it at the beginning of the show. That was huge yesterday to get that out of Kopech. And obviously Cease, those two kids have to step up and be your stalwarts right the hell now. And it's happened the last 2 days, especially with Giolito hurt, obviously, and Lynn hurt and all the other question marks. So that's big stuff. Bullpen should be very, very good, especially once Joe Kelly gets there. once Joe Kelly gets there, I mean, look, you got high leverage success yesterday from Jose Ruiz, okay? From Jose Ruiz, and then also from Bennett Sousa. Sousa is going to be a guy you need, whether it's him or whether it's another lefty to be determined. I know we've seen a little bit of Anderson Severino at this point. He throws very, very hard, but Sousa knows where he's throwing it, and that is incredibly useful. But, you know, when Joe Kelly gets there, you're not going to need high leverage from Jose Ruiz. I mean, it's great that he showed up and did it for you yesterday, but Kelly and Graveman should give you two righty setup men who don't care when they're used and have terrific psychologies for the bullpen. And yes, I say that with Craig Kimbrell in the back of my mind. Graveman figured something remarkable out over the past couple years. And Graveman was dominant in Seattle last year in the first part of the year. Just absolutely dominant. Not allowing anything. There was a point where, like, the lowest ERAs among relief pitchers, the lowest whips among relief pitchers, a much better telling stat, were him and Kimbrell. Because remember how great Kimbrell was as a Cub. And it was Kimbrell and Graveman who had the most dominant numbers as relief pitchers. And then Graveman goes to Houston and continues being excellent. Not quite as good as he was in Seattle. But anyway, point is, Graveman used to be a starter, was a closer in Seattle, was set up in Houston, doesn't give a crap where he's used, and has just been absolutely terrific and will continue to be so. And Kelly's another guy, doesn't care what inning he's used. Steve Stone was talking to me the other day on Parkins and Spiegel and had this to say about Graveman and Kelly.
Well, Steve, look at his experience level. Look where he's gone. Look where he's played. Look at the stages he's been on. He doesn't seem to be affected by the bright lights or the big stage. But being a veteran out of that bullpen, you get to learn something about yourself on a daily basis. And he's learned a couple of different things. Number one, you get careless with 98 and they hit it awfully hard. You get behind hitters and they hit you awfully hard. You stay ahead and you're going to be fine, especially if you have an arm like he has and the stuff that he has. One of the things that Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams did was realize that in the post-COVID era, and we're still getting COVID. I mean, obviously, we see it every day in the game. You see people tested. There was another situation today where they didn't know if the team could who they were going to field or not. I think it was the Mets that were having that issue. But in that era, the bullpen becomes even more important. And I think with that in mind, the addition of Graveman and Kelly to the bullpen for the Sox, and bearing in mind at that point, they had no idea that Crochet was not going to be there for about 14 months or so. But the addition of them makes that bullpen so much deeper. I think this year Matt Foster will throw it better. He had some injury problems last year. But he's one of those guys that will come out early as opposed to the back end of the pen. The back end of the pen, if you've got Aaron Bummer, who's going to throw it better than he's throwing it right now, and I know he takes a lot of heat, but he's going to be able to get the ball over the plate. When he does, nobody hits him. But you've got Aaron Bummer, you've got Graveman, you've got Kelly, all leading to Hendricks at the back end. The back end of your ball game is handled very well by that pen.
Steve Stone talking about that bullpen, and it really does have a chance to be absolutely tremendous. 670 The Score is where you are. It is Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Yes, you've got Sox and Rays coming up to finish off their series. You've got Cubs and Rockies coming up. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to have to make the drive and go out to South Bend and see the South Bend Cubs. I just saw their lineup cross, and I did some games on the play-by-play. Did I tell you guys I did play-by-play for the Cubs out there in Arizona? Did I tell you guys that? I did some games out there and saw some of these minor leaguers. Ed Howard is your starting shortstop in South Bend, a beautiful defensive shortstop who's trying to figure it out offensively. Alexander Canario is the DH in South Bend. Jordan Nwogu, who hit the longest home run of any that I saw the entire time out there, is your center fielder and power hitter for the South Bend Cubs. So I got to make a trip out there and go check them out. In the meantime, Bruce Levine coming up a little bit later. All right, Sean Sears, he likes baseball trivia. And I didn't realize this until we started talking about working together this year. And I love baseball trivia. And I like when I am challenged. So I'm going to go ahead and allow myself to be challenged every once in a while on Hit and Run. I want to talk with you guys later on the show about the atmospheres, North and South, and how special it is in this two-team town. So we'll do that at the top of the next hour. Chris Kamka will tie the room together. The Sultan of Stat will help us get Cam connected at around 11:20. But go ahead, Sean. Test my baseball brain next on 670.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show on your ride home. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Adam McKay, the brilliant filmmaker, writer, director. Winning Time, his series about the Lakers.
The king of the mid-range. I don't have a comp for DeRozan.
Bernard King.
Oh, I got it. Ricky Pierce. There's probably anyone listening to this under the age of 40 is thinking, what are you talking about? Look up Ricky Pierce. He was a bad, bad man.
Danny Parkins, Matt Spiegel. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code LEILA200, L-E-I-L-A 200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code LEILA200, L-E-I-L-A 200, to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Illinois only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 53342 in partnership with Paradise Hotel Casino.
Cubs fans, we get that after a long offseason, you're excited that Cubs baseball is finally back. And with Marquee Sports Network, you'll get it. All of it. From live games, extended pre- and post-game analysis to the latest news, highlights, historic moments, and so much more. It's Cubs baseball coverage like you've never seen it before. And you won't want to miss a moment of it. Because we get it. All of it. Only on Marquee Sports Network.
Very few things are impossible.
I know something that's impossible.
Okay, tell it.
Having a big event and not creating a pile of junk.
Okay, but it's easily fixable.
Oh, I get it. All I have to do is point.
All you have to do is point.
Junk from a party or celebration or holiday.
Junk from moving in or from moving out of a new place.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is your source for belts. Automotive V-belts, timing belts, RV belts. We stock a complete line of Gates brand belts designed specifically to wear evenly and extend the service life of your vehicle, boat, lawn and garden equipment, or power sport toys. Ask for long-lasting Gates belts at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Baseball is back, and Odyssey's stepping up to the plate.
Free in-market play-by-play for your city's team
Odyssey's got it.
Tips to help you make better bets.
We've got them with the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team.
Got them. Plus daily coverage from Locked On MLB and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
The playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code BERN. Once again, that's the first four letters of my last name, BERN. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA and the Score. 21 plus, present in Illinois. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
See 4abc.com for details. Can your AC handle the heat of the upcoming season? With ABC, buy an AC, get your furnace free. Plus, pay as low as $57 a month and get next day installation. Visit 4abc.com and consider it done.
Man at second, two gone for Shohei, who has two singles on his line tonight. First pitch to Ohtani. There's a drive to right field. Calhoun turns his back, and it's out of here. Another first pitch homer for Shohei.
What a swing. Shohei got that off-speed pitch and lines it out. That's some huge insurance runs.
Shohei Ohtani with his third home run of the season. He is tied for fifth with a bunch of different ball players, including Anthony Rizzo sits at three. He's been there for a while. The great Jose Ramirez, who sits at three for Cleveland. Tied atop the home run leaderboard in MLB with five is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who hit three the other night with a bloody and gashed hand after getting stepped on by a cleat from Aaron Hicks over there at first base. And after two home runs last night against the Cubs, CJ Cron has five for the Colorado Rockies. Colorado is an absurd ballpark, just absolutely ridiculous ballpark. I love looking at the numbers within the game, love looking at all sorts of stats historically within the game and the anecdotes and the players and the history of it. And I've always loved baseball trivia. Thanks to my father, 89-year-old Herb Spiegel, who maybe will make an appearance on Father's Day this year, A Boy Can Dream. He's my favorite radio guest. He's good. He knows his stuff. So, but he's the one who instilled the love of baseball and baseball trivia. He and my mom and then my older brothers as well. And I love me some baseball trivia, and Sean Sears does too. So he's going to try and stump me and demolish me. Sean, I'm scared. We haven't talked about this. I don't know what type of questions they are. If it's about some specific moment in a specific Cubs or Sox game, I fear that my brain will not rise to the occasion. But good luck, everybody. Let's see how I do.
So these won't be too bad. These won't be too bad.
That's okay.
So first question here for you.
Yes.
Of the sluggers with more than 600 home runs, who is the only one to never win the MVP award?
Ooh, more than 600 homers, never win the MVP. Interesting. Okay, so we're talking about, I mean, Mays won the MVP.
Right.
Aaron won the MVP. Frank Robinson won the MVP. I think he's got 600. Alex Rodriguez won the MVP. Bonds won the MVP. Pujols won the MVP. How about Jim Thome?
You nailed it.
One for one, baby.
The highest he ever finished in the MVP voting was fourth, and that was in 03 with the Phillies.
Oh, that's a good question. I like that one. All righty.
So next question for you. Okay. Kenley Jansen has 350 saves since his debut in 2010. I'm sure that's probably not correct at the moment, but he leads out of all active people in saves. Who is second in the MLB right now?
Ooh, second in MLB in saves.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I read that wrong. Kenley Jansen is second. Who is first?
Who is first among active pitchers in saves? Well, Fernando Rodney's not active anymore.
No, but he'd probably be there.
Because he'd be right there. Active leader. It's not Kimbrel, is it? Is it Craig Kimbrel?
It is Craig Kimbrel.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I mean, Kimbrel's numbers are going to be just astounding at the end of his career. And if he finds it again here as a Dodger and is part of a title run with them or a deep run with them, he's going to be one of the more maddening Hall of Fame closers of all time.
Yeah. Compelling case, a very interesting case.
I mean, his Ks per nine are just outrageous, and the dominance in Atlanta and for some of those years in Boston, and even some of the years with the Cubs, some stretches. Well, okay, yeah, so Kimbrel, number one. All right.
Okay, so who are the only two Royals players to lead the American League in home runs?
Lead the American League?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know. I think it's Salvador Perez.
You nailed it.
And Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former Cub.
Because I remember Soler was first a couple years ago, which is crazy.
It's insane. It took until 2019 for them to do that.
Think about the Royals' history. Brett, a great hitter, not a huge home run guy. Who could it have been? Balboni. I think Mike Sweeney was their all-time home run hitter before Soler broke his record. I think Soler was like the first guy ever to hit 40 in a season for the Royals.
He was the first guy to hit 40 for the Royals. Yeah, first guy.
All right, I'm feeling better about myself. Go ahead. What do we got?
All right, next up, who is the most recent pitcher to throw a no-hitter in both the American League and National League?
Oh, so you're looking for a pitcher who's done it in both leagues.
Both leagues.
Oof. No-hitter in both leagues. Scherzer?
Not Scherzer.
Okay, I thought maybe Scherzer threw one. American League and National League no-hitter. That's a good question. I know that Gaylord Perry threw one in both leagues. That's a long time ago. How about Randy Johnson?
Hey, there you go. 1990 with Seattle.
Let's go!
You worried about this. You're killing this.
Yes!
And then Arizona in 2004.
Bam!
So, yeah.
Bam! All right.
All right, next question for you.
Yes.
So, Albert Pujols won the National League Rookie of the Year in 2001. Who won the American League award?
In 2001?
That is correct.
I know this answer because Beat the Streak debuted that year. The same day that Beat the Streak debuted was Albert Pujols and Ichiro Suzuki.
What award did Ichiro win on top of Rookie of the Year, too?
MVP.
Yes, sir.
And who is the only other person to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season?
So you got me beat.
Fred Lynn, 1975.
See, I would have even...
yep.
Predates me by like 20 years, yeah, but that's fine.
Fred Lynn won Rookie of the Year and MVP together in 1975. That's only happened a couple times in different sports. Oh, yeah, because we had Fred Lynn on. I mentioned Fred Lynn as one of my favorite players and mentioned his birthday. And Shane Reardon, the producer of Parker and Spiegel, had him on the phone in 5 minutes.
Of course he did.
It was stunning. It's one of the greatest bits of production I've ever seen. And we had a delightful conversation. Jim Brown in the NFL won Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year. Wilt Chamberlain in the NBA won Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year. And Fred Lynn and Ichiro. I think that's the full list. There might be more than that. All right, what do you got?
So this one's kind of a funny one.
Okay.
But out of which three Hall of Fame members have law degrees and have managed the St. Louis Cardinals? So out of the Hall of Famers, who has a law degree and also has managed the St. Louis Cardinals?
Tony La Russa, law degree and managed the Cardinals. Mike Matheny does not have a law degree, folks.
No, he does not.
Does Mike Schilt have a law degree? God.
This is probably my toughest question for you.
Yeah. Red Shandienst have a law degree? No. Whitey Herzog have a law degree?
No, that's a good guess, but
okay.
No. Whitey Herzog.
Who else you got?
So the other two, and I've noted these people are Huggins.
Miller Huggins, okay.
Yeah, and then Branch Rickey.
Branch Rickey?
I know Branch Rickey.
Branch Rickey managed the Cardinals?
Apparently.
That I don't know. Branch Rickey went on to run the Dodgers, and Branch Rickey signed Jackie Robinson.
Right.
And helped Jackie Robinson debut as a Dodger, played by Harrison Ford in the movie 42. Okay.
All right. I got two more for you here.
Okay.
So who is the first batter to home run off a pitcher whose Cy Young Award was won before they were born? So they hit a home run off this pitcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is these are names you know, but I don't know if you'd guess them.
That's crazy. So the hitter homered off a pitcher who won a Cy Young Award before he was born, before the hitter was born?
Yes.
All right, so I need a teenager. Ken Griffey Jr.?
No. Let me so
this Gary Sheffield.
This happened in 2007, if that helps you.
2007. I don't think it helps me.
It's so I would say this pitcher is someone that's very well known. This hitter is known but not necessarily a superstar.
Okay. 2007. Gosh, who was still pitching? Was Maddox still pitching in 2007?
He might have been pitching.
Might have been pitching, but it's not him.
I think he was
him.
With the Padres at that point, maybe.
Mm. No, I don't know. Give it up.
So it was Roger Clemens facing Cameron Maybin, of all people.
Oh, wow. Cameron Maybin. Okay, so Clemens giving up a homer. That makes sense. And Clemens was 40-plus in 2007.
I think that was his last season, potentially. And then last question for you. Who broke up more than 81 no-hitters with a home run?
Wait a minute. So 81 times this person broke up a no-hitter?
With a home run.
With a home run.
Yeah.
Is that Babe Ruth?
Not Babe Ruth.
I don't know. That's interesting phrasing. Don't know.
So it was apparently Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson. Well, sure.
Of course, right?
Those are all leadoff homers, right? Are those Ricky's leadoff homers?
That, for the most part,
that's
I think so, yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, leadoff home runs all time. It's certainly Ricky Henderson. All right, well, cool. Well, good. We'll have some fun. All right, I did better than I thought on some of the early ones. We will find other people who are great at this. Cody Decker's good at baseball trivia. So,
yeah.
So maybe Decker and I will go back and forth a little bit on hit and run this year. Five players have homered for the same franchise at the age of 21 or younger and age 42 or older. And one of those did it this week. Albert Pujols joined that list this week when he homered for the Cardinals. The other four are guys who never left their team. Stan Musial. Carl Yastrzemski. Who else?
Julio Franco, maybe?
No. So it was Musial and Yastrzemski, and I had it here, Willie McCovey and Ted Williams. Those are the four who did it. Meanwhile, Juan Soto hit his 100th career home run at the age of 23 and 169 days. He is the fourth youngest player ever to get to 100 career home runs since 1969, since the divisional era. So three other players who were younger than Juan Soto when they hit their 100th home run, Alex Rodriguez, Hall of Fame caliber, Andrew Jones, Hall of Fame caliber, if you ask me, and Miguel Cabrera, Hall of Famer to be. So Juan Soto in incredible company. A little baseball trivia to get the brain going. That was fun. Thank you, Sean Sears. Matt Spiegel is who you're with. Let's talk to our baseball insider, and we'll get his bona fides along the way as well with Bruce Levine next on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2.
Seiya Suzuki, it doesn't look like it's taken him a long time to get used to major league velocity. Now look, the pitchers are going to put a book together on Suzuki, and they're going to be some lulls, but what I see at the plate so far is a really patient hitter that's learning with every single at bat.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Well, we had to wait a few extra weeks, but baseball is officially back. You know what you won't wait for? Your closing date at thehomeloanexpert.com. With our 21-day closing guarantee, you'll be hitting home runs getting your offers accepted today. We can answer all of your questions, get you pre-approved the day you call in, and close on your refinance or home purchase in weeks. Apply online today for your next home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
When it's time for an adventure on the open highway, one quick call to American Family Insurance gets you headed in the right direction. Our travel peace of mind package is there if you encounter a bump in the road. From roadside assistance to rental car coverage, we have you covered. Find a local agent or get a quote at amfam.com.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This baseball season, turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, customers can step up to the plate with a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just sign up, place your first bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. You get paid fast. They get the money back to you, and your bet's going to be risk-free. Whoever your favorite team is, bet on it. Or whatever you want to do, it's available to you. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with my promo code, LOHO, L-O-H-O, to get started with your risk-free bet up to $1,000. That promo code again is LOHO. You must be 21 or older. Present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now it's time for the Hyundai Next Day Strikeout Highlight. Here's a great Cubs radio call from Thursday's game.
Here's the 2-2. Prone swings and misses strike three. Good high hard one by Justin Steele.
All strikeouts by Cubs pitchers are brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. You'll never strike out with a Hyundai.
With America's best warranty and complimentary maintenance, plus available premium features like wireless device charging, the Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, and Kona SUVs make every street easy street.
Get 2.25% APR for 60 months or up to $500 bonus cash on the Tucson or Santa Fe. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offers end 5/2/22. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
This is Fogelman, ready to hustle for that muscle.
Membership numbers at Sly's Gym have been racking up.
22 people have signed up for 6 a.m. buns of steel.
Now he needs more certified trainers to do all the heavy lifting.
I'm going to have to bulk up my staff.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet cheeks feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took us. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
To keep your home healthy, you could put a giant bubble around it. Or trust U.S. Waterproofing to fix your leaky basement. Schedule your free consultation today at uswaterproofing.com. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
Hit and run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Welcome back in on Hit and Run on Sunday morning right here on 670 The Score. Talking White Sox, talking Cubs, talking baseball. Kluszewski, Campanella, talking. Wait, no, that was a different show. Long, long time ago. Now your baseball shows and The Score on the weekend are me with Hit and Run on Sundays. And, of course, Inside the Clubhouse on Saturdays. Must-listen stuff if you're in my house or if you are not. And joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is our colleague Bruce Levine, who hosts Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Spiegs. It's great to be with you, and I'm glad your show is back. That means that we have a full baseball season, and Hit and Run will be with us until football season.
Yeah, that's right, and maybe even longer if we can force our way in, but we'll have to see. It's been a really fun start, hasn't it, Bruce? There's cool baseball stories all over the country, and both of our teams are really interesting and compelling, the Cubs offensively especially, but it feels pretty good in this two-team town right now, don't you agree?
Yeah, I was taking my new route to the ballpark on the south side, which we know is Guaranteed Rate. My new route is I take Kyle Crick all the way until I get to Bennett Souza. And those are the areas you go. But, you know, just kidding, of course, with two of the more important relief pitchers with the White Sox. But you want to start with the Cubs? Let's go.
Wherever you want, but go ahead with the Cubs. What do you think of what you've seen so far from the offense as a collective?
Well, I kind of like it. You know, I think that, you know, the approach with the new hitting coaches that the Cubs have is good. Obviously, you see it defined with more power bats in the White Sox lineup. But, you know, the approach to center, right center, and squaring the ball rather than, you know, having, you know, your typical strikeout, walk, home run swing, I think is a part of the fashion that we're watching, Matt, this year in baseball. The fact that people are concentrating on barreling rather than hitting balls out of the ballpark is interesting to watch, and something I know a lot of baseball fans have been looking forward to over the past years, where we've been watching batting averages drop, home run production up, strikeout and walk up. So from that perspective, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing from the Cubs right now. Outside of Wisdom, who is obviously picked it up over the last 2 days, the strikeout ratio hasn't been that high. And, you know, watching guys, especially like Suzuki and Contreras, do what they're doing has been fun to watch.
You know, I feel like that's the case around the league, kind of a contact trend. I know it is the case with the Cubs in terms of the way they teach it and what they're prioritizing. I know that's the case in Cleveland, and they obviously have some connective tissue with Carter Hawkins here as the GM. Do baseball people think they're seeing it around the league a bit more as well in general?
I don't think there's on and off switch, Matt. You know, for guys that have gotten to the league and have done other things, you know, the Joe Adels and people like that, who you know, it's great power and it's great swing and miss, and Wisdom, great power and great swing and miss. But, you know, he certainly has tried to make the adjustments over spring training with a different approach and more barreling, the way he puts it. So I don't know if you have all the baseball athletes that you want on all the teams and you can automatically have them do different things, but I think there's a subtle approach to that, as you mentioned, with the Guardians and with the Cubs, and you know, the idea that you know, more contact is ideal. Certainly you're not going to change the methods of these guys overnight, but I think there's a concerted effort on the part of many teams, like you said, like Cleveland and the Cubs, to make sure that they're teaching the proper things. And it's a little wonky, because you see the way that a guy like Wisdom started with a 1-for-23, and then, you know, then you see five hits in a row and four of them doubles. So you hope that he's getting a sense of what this barreling is all about, and you hope you see it throughout the league as well.
What do you think of Nico Horner defensively when he's been playing at shortstop? It's an all Pac-12 shortstop, now getting a chance to do it most days.
Well, you know, he's a different player now, Matt, and by that I mean he's certainly accustomed to playing shortstop in high school and college, and he was a good one, but the arm strength wasn't ideal for a major league shortstop. When he came up in 19, he did a fantastic job of replacing Javier Baez at the end of the year, played the last 2.5 weeks when Baez was injured, and opened a lot of eyes, but the arm strength going in the hole wasn't there. This is a different Nico Horner. This is a different body. This is a different athlete 3 years later that can go in the hole, that has more arm strength, that has the ability to use his legs more when he throws from the hole. And it's opened a lot of eyes for the Cub organization during spring training in the early part of the season and around the league as well. This is a guy that appears to be able to play shortstop and have the arm that you need to play there on an everyday basis.
So Keegan Thompson's been good in relief, but Justin Steele is kind of a little bit of a revelation for me in terms of what we're seeing. I know we talked about throwing the changeup more. I don't know that we've seen it a ton more than last year at this point, but all the stuff looks pretty good, and his overall mentality seems strong as well.
You know, I think, you know, the metrics will back me up here in telling you that this is a guy that's filling up the strike zone and has tremendous confidence from a scouting point of view without using numbers. This guy last year, the success that he had in the bullpen earlier in the season, and then the experience, not necessarily the success, but the experience he had as a starting pitcher in the National League last year at the end of the year, was so valuable to this guy because he's not coming in doubting himself. He's coming in from a very good spring training, thinking and knowing in his mind that he can get major league hitters out. That is a difference in what you see in young players and young pitchers in particular, and I think you're seeing that with him. I'm not saying that he's going to dominate the league, but the sample is certainly very good to see. And for David Ross and the Cubs, the ability to have, again, you got Drew Smyly going today. You have Miley that you hope is back in a month from now if he continues his rehab without any hiccups. The ability to have left-handed pitching in the rotation, something they had nothing of until Steele showed up late in the summer last year as a starting pitcher. I think that's a difference maker. I mean, the main failure of the 2022 Cubs, even after the trade of all the All-Stars, was certainly the predictability and the likeness of all the right-handed pitchers that were in that rotation.
Bruce Levine, our baseball insider right here on 670 The Score, joining me, Matt Spiegel, on Hit and Run. White Sox are 6-2. Three National League West teams are also 6-2. That's the best record in baseball. They look like one of those elite teams, despite all the injuries at the start here, don't they?
Right. The White Sox have won 6, and La Russa has lost 2 so far. That's the La Russa seems to be. I'm going to get back to your general question about them, but La Russa seems to not be an issue for most people anymore, but it's only 8 games into the season, so there's still plenty of time for that. I would say that the White Sox depth has already been proven to be so valuable for them. When I kidded around about Kyle Crick and I kidded about Bennett Sousa, these guys have thrown valuable innings so far. The depth in that bullpen, and the way they've held off, especially, you know, if you look at these last 2 games against Tampa, even though Hendricks has been up and down, he's still Hendricks, a guy that is going to challenge you, and you're either going to beat him or he's going to beat you, and that's it. He's had a lot of support there. I still believe that the best move that Hahn and Williams made in the offseason was Kendall Graveman. And I think that's going to bode well for them. You know, if he continues to be a healthy pitcher, and, you know, you always have to say that with everybody before you make any general comments, I think he's going to be one of the most valuable relief pitchers in the game of baseball to the Chicago White Sox. Because, look, Matt, you can see what he's doing in a setup role. But he's also a guy that went from Seattle to Houston last year and was dominant in Seattle, went into the closer's role in Houston, did a fantastic job. This guy is, you know, a relative unknown here in Chicago, but let me tell you, throughout baseball, they know the stuff. I got to know him during spring training. He's a really bright guy. He's a guy that pays attention to everything, impressed La Russa and the staff right away by how he's watching hitters as well as other pitchers. I mean, he was very impressive, and I think his ERA right now is about a goose egg. And again, if something happens at the end and Hendricks can't throw, you have an experienced guy who's not afraid to take the ball and close games out in Graveman.
Bruce, this was all an excuse to get you on and ask you the questions I'm asking every guest at least once here on Hit and Run this year. Baseball bona fides, we know you've got them, but I want them. My first question to you. One of your most favorite players in the game from the past, and why?
Well, Greg Maddux is the number one. And the reason why is because he just simplified pitching by making it an art form. So that's 2 contrary suggestions there. He simplified it, but he also made it simple for me to understand by saying, look, my intent is to go out there every pitch and have movement on every pitch, okay? And that's my goal. And my goal is not to strike people out. My goal is to have them mishit the baseball. And if I can accomplish those 2 goals, I feel I have a good chance to be successful.
Love it.
And that is exactly what Greg Maddux was all about. And watching him dominate and win 356 games in his career was something special.
All right, this is going to be a tough one because you've seen a lot. You can go with in person if you'd like. You can go with as a fan if you'd like, but it's up to you. The best game you've ever had a chance to see in person, Bruce Levine?
Oh, it's got to be Mark Burley's perfect game.
Wow.
I mean, that is, you know, I was privileged to see his no-hitter. I was privileged to see his perfect game. I was privileged to watch Arrieta's dominance in two no-hitters, which was something special. But to throw a perfect game without strikeout stuff and, you know, have three strikeouts and, you know, watch that and cover that, I think that was my favorite. It probably will always be until I see another pitcher throw a perfect game that's in a Chicago uniform, Matt.
Awesome. And then what is one thing you would change? Your commissioner, bing, bang, boom. What's one thing you would change, Bruce?
I would definitely change the pitch clock now. No reason to wait until next year. Don't understand it. Should be 15 seconds a pitch, 18 seconds with somebody on first base or on the other bases. Two throws over is plenty. We'll create some other action. But again, to me, that's going to be the lifeblood of the game, is to get that going and chop at least 30 minutes off of all these ball games.
Outstanding. Bruce, thank you so much. We'll be listening on Saturday mornings.
Matt, thank you. Yeah.
You got it.
Enjoyed it.
All right, you got it. It's Bruce Levine right there. The pitch clock is active in the minor leagues, and one of our team's AAA managers had a lot to say about pace. You'll hear that next hour. Chris Kampka joins us at 11:20 as we get Cam connected. There's a very obvious answer as to who the best player on the Cubs is already. We'll talk about that and atmosphere on both sides of a two-team town. All of that coming up in the next hour of Hit and Run here on 670 The Score.
We are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, an Odyssey station.
Kenny Mayne here with news that Caesar actually prefers calling croutons baby toast. Interesting. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app now and sign up with promo code RadioEat. Bet $50 and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Illinois. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only that have minimum amounts of minus $200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts a redeemed gift card. It will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesar.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spend more time enjoying your deck and less time maintaining it with 11% off everything at Menards. Ultra Deck, low maintenance, rustic composite decking comes in four colors and gives you the look of real wood without the upkeep, so that you can get back to spending time with your friends and family. All Ultra Deck is 11% off now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Show April 23rd and 24th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center to meet with the hottest franchises. Learn how you can open a successful business. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at the Franchise Show, presented by Rosati's Pizza, April 23rd and 24th, Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Get tickets at chicagofranchiseshow.com.
Very few things are impossible.
What do you mean?
Most of the things that people think are impossible aren't.
I know something that's impossible.
Okay, tell it.
Having a big event and not creating a pile of junk.
Okay, but it's easily fixable.
Oh, I get it. All I have to do is point.
All you have to do is point.
Junk from a party.
A celebration.
A family reunion.
Or a holiday.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can make it disappear.
Junk from a wedding reception.
A construction project.
Or from moving in.
Or moving out.
Of a new place.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
When our clean, shiny truck arrives,
everyone starts clapping.
Because everyone is happy.
And that's why they all start dancing.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, welcome to the neighborhood. You liking it so far?
Yeah, it's great. Wonderful location, beautiful parks, great internet.
Wait, the internet? Ours is terrible and so expensive. Always has been.
Not for me. I got T-Mobile 5G home internet. Super fast and reliable, and it took me less than 15 minutes to install.
That's it?
Yep, it's only $50 a month, and that includes the 5G gateway.
Wow, but what about extra fees or annual contracts?
Nope, I don't have any of that extra stuff with T-Mobile. They keep it simple.
Oh, this is huge. Our internet bill is more complicated than my son's calculus homework.
T-Mobile 5G home internet is here. Get up to 50% savings versus the national benchmark with fast, reliable Wi-Fi you can set up in 15 minutes. Just $50 a month with AutoPay. It's that simple. Check availability at T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi or call 1-833-TMO-HINT.
Availability limited for well-qualified customers. Regulatory fees included in price for qualified accounts. $5 more per month without autopay. Return gateway if canceling. Savings versus FCC urban broadband rate survey. See details.
FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 670 The Score. The playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. It speaks. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. That means you'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you get paid fast, faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, this is a good moment for you. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using my promo code Matt. Once again, that is the promo code Matt. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. There's no sweat. Either way, you get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs does not win. Same game parlays are awesome. You can bet a little and win a lot. Check it out on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Illinois. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.